اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. My explanation does not dwell on the transcendental, spiritual, or mystical aspects of Thaghaleyn, nor do I mean to comment on that which has befallen humanity by his negligence of true nature and status of the great trust or precious things, that is, Thiql Akbar, the Holy Quran, and that of the great trust, that is, Thiql Kabir, the progeny of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, which is greater than anything except Thiql Akbar, which is absolutely great. Nor will this explanation speak of harm that enemies of Allah and the taghutis, oppressors, have done to these thiqls. For it is impossible for someone like me, with limited knowledge and time, to give an account of all the wrong done to the Thaghaleyn, but taghutis and the enemies of Allah. I only considered it appropriate to summarize the sufferings which these two have endured.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio, and this is your humble host, Zainab Musavi. In this program, we will discuss and elaborate on Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's viewpoints in regards to the station of the mother. In one of his speeches about the mother's role in training a proper progeny, Imam Khomeini says that the mother's service to the community is greater than that of the teacher. It is greater than all other services. And again, in another sentence, he emphasizes this great status by saying that the child's first school is the mother's lap. You see that one of the most important responsibilities of the parents, and especially of the mother, is to raise the next generation of faithful Muslims. The fact is that our cultural environment in the modern world has become more materialistic and less moral, and this is undeniable. Imam Khomeini, as the leader of a great nation, as a policyman, as a great religious man, and as a father of a family, had all these views about women. And he gives so much respect to the rank of women, sees them precious. And all these are while the backward societies did not accept women to be precious and significant. And you know, that's quite interesting for me as a researcher and as a lover of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. And I wanted to share this view with you, dear listeners, and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.
every night and every day.